Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now let's bring in our next guest, Dustin Morse, who's with Communications and Player Relations for the Minnesota Twins. Dustin, thanks for joining us on a beautiful summer day.
Yeah, isn't it? Thanks for having me live from the ballpark here, getting ready for the Astros about an hour away.
I felt so good being around downtown, and I'm sure you felt this too, about the energy that is back right around, seeing so many Twins fans, seeing the light rail so packed, no parking in the North Loop right behind Target Field. How has it felt for you to kind of get back to things feeling like a Twins summer again?
Yeah, that is the truth. I mean, just even driving into work, you see a lot more people on the streets, walking around, checking things out. Our crowds have gotten bigger and a little more rowdy. It's been fun to see that with the Yankees coming to town and, you know, us having a pretty exciting game the other night. And then the Astros, we've heard our fans. The crowds are bigger and louder, and I think that's a benefit here for our players and just really getting back to normal and you know, less mask wearing and people having a good time. You see a lot of smiles in and around the ballpark. And then our players, too, just getting a little more used to how it used to be. And we were so spaced out in the clubhouse and how we would sit and eat with each other and how we would travel. And it's just feeling more like summer baseball and we're back. We're coming together as a community. And you said it
again. And that's right, because this is, I mean, I think really the first real normal homestand since 2019. We know giveaways are back. Can you take us through kind of what people can look forward to? I think I saw it was Margaritaville tonight. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. I think what we do so well here at the Twins is try to find a fun night at the ballpark for just about anybody. I mean, whether it's a theme night, and we've got several of them, from, you know, Star Wars night to First Avenue night to Zuba Palooza, and you said it best, Margaritaville tonight. So, you know, different giveaways that are associated with those. We had a Josh Donaldson umbrella giveaway the other night, and the Bringer of Rain is his nickname, and he hit a couple home runs. So it was a good night for Josh. It just, again, it feels like there's something for everybody. You know, you pick the day, you pick the opponent, and come on out and support us, and some cool giveaways and promotions along the way. It just makes for a fun summer for all Twins fans.
I like when they're also very functional as well. Like, I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people getting use out of the, like, Margaritaville Hawaiian style t-shirts tonight. A lot of people, that's right up their alley. But the umbrella for sure is going to be, you know, very practical in our lives. So that's just another reason to head out to the ballpark. Dustin, I wanted to ask as well about, you know, you are around the players so much, and what have you seen, whether it's in the clubhouse or in the dugout, in the way the players are themselves getting back to normal? I know you mentioned just a moment ago about how they had to eat separately and having more space in the clubhouse and what an impact that has on a Major League Baseball season. But what does it look like right now?
Yeah, so how it started is very different than how it is right now. I mean, everything from how lockers were spaced out and how we traveled and the different buses to make sure we had social distance incorporated into just our daily life. And now, you know, our team is mostly vaccinated. That has helped that process. And MLB has relaxed some of the restrictions and some of the things that we did last year. So, you know, it's less mask wearing. You've probably seen over the last couple of weeks, you actually can see Rocco Baldelli's face in the dugout. He doesn't have to wear a mask, you know, outdoors. It's pretty much how it used to be, and our players are really enjoying that. It's difficult to communicate with one another when they're wearing masks and very hot and sweaty, so that's been nice. We've come together more in our clubhouse. We were all spaced out. We had a lot of different departments that were kind of scattered throughout Target Field and using some of that space that wasn't used by our fans early in the season and last year, and now with more fans coming in, we've kind of come back together as a group here in the home clubhouse, and really it's just kind of, again, going back to how things were in 2019, and I can tell you the players feel more comfortable. They're back closer together. I mean, we had lockers scattered throughout the entire service level.
And oh, wow.
To have guys all together now in one room just makes things, you know, a lot easier for the chemistry and camaraderie amongst ourselves. So all those little things add up to just making it feel more comfortable and really the way baseball players are accustomed to, you know, day in and day out. There's 162 games, so just being comfortable in your own home ballpark is very nice.
Dustin Morris, communications and player relations for the Minnesota Twins, helping us get set for tonight's game. Pregame begins at 5:30. The Twins taking on the Houston Astros in game two of this series. Dustin, I wanted to ask, going back to how the players are reacting this season, I joked earlier on in the show that I saw someone last night kind of toss out an inflatable garbage can. Of course, that's poking right at the Houston Astros. And even seeing something like that, seeing that competitiveness from fans, seeing that a full capacity, you see these fun things happen in the stands. What has it been like, for you and the players to have this full feeling back at Target Field, not just outside and in the work environment, but in those nine innings too?
Sure. You have to remember that last year our players played in front of no fans, empty ballparks. And this year with the fans, starting at about 10,000, and we've had about 20,000 each of the last few nights. And, listen, we've had our run-ins with the Yankees, so our fans came out and supported us. And, it makes for a fun environment when the fans are into it. I can tell you, the players hear it, they love it, and they feed off of it. And then with the Astros coming in, it was actually just moments ago I was talking to my counterpart with the Astros, and they said we were the fourth team to have fans throw a garbage can on the field. So I guess it's not original, but it goes to show you the passion that our fans have and that they show that they're supporting our players. It hasn't been the season that any of us have hoped for, but I will tell you that we're getting healthier and guys are very close to coming back. Some of our regulars, you can catch actually Byron Buxton and Luis Arraez across town from St. Paul Saints tonight rehabbing. Max Kepler's not too far behind. Kenta Maeda was announced that he will be activated and start Monday when we take on Seattle. So, I think when we get some of our regulars back and our full roster is back in place, hopefully we can put some wins together and climb back into this thing. And, just asking for our fans to be patient and come on out and support us. There's plenty of games left and there's about 100 games to go. So baseball is a long season. It hasn't started the way we want, but hopefully we can finish strong and get back in this thing.
Speaking of that, with the players who are rehabbing, there's going to be sometimes a large number of players, and especially when you have the injuries that the Twins have had this season, you're going to be seeing players pretty consistently going up and down between the majors and AAA. And I want to ask from kind of a team employee perspective, what it has been like this beginning of the relationship with the St. Paul Saints and just, having those players just down the road who are rehabbing. But something that I saw, Dustin, early on, once that agreement came into place, was the players who have families who are able to live in one location, with their wife and children, and what an impact that makes and really the quality of life for Major League Baseball players. What have you observed about this new relationship with the Saints?
Yeah, it's a great topic. I mean, it is. It's a special relationship when you're that close to your AAA affiliate. And I can tell you, those guys at the bottom of the roster, the up-down guys that before they'd have to travel to Rochester, New York and maybe 5-6 times throughout a season. They all can just kind of drop anchor here in Minneapolis, St. Paul and feel comfortable about where they're living and their families can stay put. And it's a pretty easy commute for the guys. I mean, we just sent over two players tonight to go get some at-bats and play for the Saints. And I can tell you, you think you're as prepared for this as anybody, but I just learned too, announcing some of these rehab assignments when Byron Buxton, one of our most popular players is going to go play in St. Paul. It is newsworthy. I have to share it with, our fan base and work with the Saints to make those announcements and even the media coverage too. We might have media that want to go over there and see a player play or just see some of our prospects that are coming up too. So I think it's a great opportunity for our fan base and our media to get, you know, all the baseball they want. Hopefully one of us, more times than not, will be at home playing baseball, and you can catch, you know, whether it's future Twins, current Twins, or even some past Twins that are trying to battle their way back, you can catch them either in a Saints uniform or over here at Target Field.
All right, Dustin Morris, before I let you go, I do want to end on a more somber note. Of course, the announcement today by the Twins organization that Jim Mudcat Grant has passed away at the age of 85, spent a couple years of his Major League Baseball career in the early days of Minnesota. He was a member of the record-setting 1965 club. Can you just reflect on his importance to the Twins organization, even in a short time in his Major League Baseball career that passed through?
Yeah, you know, alumni relations is such a big part of what we do here at the Twins, and all of our past players are so important to us. And, of course, those World Series teams like the 1965 club that Mudcat was a part of, I mean, his legacy will live on here. He's always made his way back for different community events here at Target Field, whether it's Twins Fest or other player-driven charities. He's been one that has sang the anthem here at Target Field. He's done a lot of things for the organization, so... just a great special man that was a part of our baseball family. We lost him last night. You know, he was with his loved ones and passed away peacefully, but, you know, 85 years, he lived a great life and contributed greatly to our early years here in Minnesota in those 1960s clubs and that 65 World Series team. So we're going to pay a little tribute tonight, pregame for Mudcat and his family, and just thinking of them at this time and grateful for all his contributions to Twins baseball.
That's an excellent reflection on his career and legacy in Major League Baseball, his time with the Minnesota Twins, and of course, we're thinking about his family. Thanks so much for sharing that, Dustin, and thanks so much for giving a little bit of your time at the ballpark. I know that these are long days for you for these home games, maybe road games too, so very much appreciate that.
Well, thanks for the time, and hopefully we can bring home a Twins win tonight.
Yeah, still a chance to get back at the Astros and take over this series, so thanks again.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thanks, Dustin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.